Our next movie is named Toy Soldiers. And this one for me was one of those movies where you get the feeling the filmmakers must have screened a lot of other movies before they made this one, and they borrowed and plundered everything they thought would possibly work. The movie stars Sean Astin as the leader of a bunch of troublemakers at a private school for kids who've been thrown out of other schools. The dean, played by Lou Gossett, catches him selling booze to the other students.
Who's next?
If you're going to kick me out, kick me out. Don't make me look like a narc to my friends.
If we expelled you, that'd make four prep schools in 4 years. You're trying for the Guinness Book of Records?
Then the school is occupied by desperate terrorists. Their leader, played by Andrew Devoff, holds these kids hostage to put pressure on federal prosecutors who have jailed the leader's father, a South American drug lord. Of course, it's up to the kids to figure out a way to outsmart these terrorists.
We need to find out everything about these guys that are holding us. How many of them there are, what kind of guns they have, all that stuff.
And needless to say, the message of the movie is one made familiar by countless other films. The troublemakers in peacetime are the heroes in war.
I may not rely on Billy getting to class on time, but I would rely on this.
Why?
Because he's got guts. He's a leader. You can see that he's thought this thing through. You know, if Billy says he can do it, I gotta believe he can.
Yeah, that's right. If the 16-year-old kid says he can do it, then of course put him up there against 15 desperados armed with machine guns, rifles, rocket launchers, and hand grenades. I would like to imagine that at some point in the production of any movie, the filmmakers would sit down and ask themselves what was really new and original about their idea. But the people who made this film must have been figuring their audience was born yesterday, or maybe earlier this morning. This is a screenplay that could have been ordered over the phone from the used movie store. Every single character, idea, and so-called surprise is recycled right out of the graveyard of Hollywood formulas.